The cautious brain is all about the ability to make decisions without overanalyzing the possible impact. As a baby, most of us will have been cradled to give a physical sense of security. And as we grow towards independence, we learn to internalize this and develop an internal scaffolding that mimics it. This internal scaffolding is unique to each of us and is a result of our predisposition and our upbringing. A combination of good boundaries, discipline, and love will tend to promote a robust construction. Along the way, we will use external props to help hold it up. For example, a child may use a teddy as a substitute for a missing person, until the point at which these two become internalized. But if we are constantly questioned or undermined as a child, then our scaffolding may not develop robustly, and we can become increasingly wary of making a choice which might not be the correct one. Imagine a child that visits a friend's house and is given a choice between strawberry and blackcurrant jam. They hesitate. They may actually prefer strawberry, but want to get the right answer and begin to think about the question in more detail. Is strawberry tastier? Does it have seeds? Is there enough of it left? What do you think? And in the end, they may even opt out completely. I don't know. You choose for me. In comparison, the child with stronger internal scaffolding responds straight away with strawberry. The overcautious brain requires bolstering with some form of external scaffolding, which is typically done by obsessively analysing the situation and those around them. There is a subconscious need to constantly assess the situation, and the more difficult and stressful life gets, the greater the inner turmoil, and the more analytical this person becomes. They tightly manage the external world so that the internal chaos inside is held at bay. In its extreme form, they may use a variety of external scaffolding to keep themselves propped up, like routines, rituals, totemic articles. Sometimes the constant analysis becomes so overwhelming that the person shuts down altogether and appears detached or absent. The only way that the person can continue to function is to shut out the information overload. There are distinct advantages to a cautious brain, particularly in the workplace, as evidenced by many CEOs and leading academics. It manifests as highly analytical and good at assessing possible moves and predicting the likely consequences. And people high up in an organization will benefit from the ability to factor into the equation multiple different human and environmental factors before making a decision. But there are also definite downsides. Decision-making becomes time-consuming and can frustrate those around them. Although some big decisions require care and thought, questions can be too overthought, wasting valuable work time and at times rendering the individual powerless. The overcautious brain tends to be adept at maneuvering. They assess and analyze and move those around them in the manner of a chess player, attempting to safely box away the fear of making the wrong decision. But such moves are often founded in anxiety rather than innovation, and do not always lead to winning the game.